Blog Talk Radio.
What are people doing in San?
Well, thank goodness the intro played right on time. Good evening, everybody. Let's try this one more time.
Good evening and welcome. This is Spiritual Satire Radio, and I am Zephyr, your producer boss.
Good evening, everybody. Sorry about that. It's 9:30 on the East Coast. My name is Paul, and I'm your host. My co-hosts, Terrence, Corey, and Zach, are with me tonight, and we're absolutely delighted that you chose to join us. We're hoping that we're going to have some good insanity for you. One of the things that I had to promise Corey in the ramp-up to the show was that I would not, in fact, just because I found a soundboard and a speaker, that I would not, in fact, play annoying sound effects throughout the entire show. Like machine guns and
it's okay if it's a real machine gun or a laser.
Well, of course I've got a real laser. You know, who doesn't? You know, that's just ridiculous.
You think this is an amateur hour?
Whoa, did you just call me an amateur, bro?
No, I see, what the fuck do you think this is, amateur hour?
Amateur hour. This is like the definition of amateur hour, okay? It's Blog Talk Radio. It's not for professionals. Professionals get studios, and they don't have to be in five different locations calling on their 1985 flip phones.
Whoa. Don't hate on my flip phone technology.
Hey,
it's got open to close technology.
You're fucking green to white technology.
Hey, there's Terrence. How are you, buddy?
How are you?
Terrence, now, Zach had suggested that on our premiere episode, we introduce ourselves a little bit. So, Terrence Shea, the artist formerly known as Terrence Shea, while I get a Dr. Pepper or the Sam's Club equivalent there, too, would you introduce yourself, please?
What's up, people? My name is Terrence, and I am a sick individual who is now on a talk show. And since I didn't know that we are amateurs, I guess I'm not going to tell anybody about the paychecks that I received from doing this. And our sponsors, the G-Spot and whatnot, you know what I mean? Because we always try to got to hit that G-Spot.
Always about the G-Spot.
So it's all about the G-Spot, man.
Where we get our earnings.
In other news, I have not smoked methamphetamine in 6 months today. So, I should be pretty proud of myself.
I think that's phenomenal. That is
unbelievable.
Congrats.
I don't
Zach,
ever got to smoke
has
meth.
It been, in, Zach, how long has it been since you smoked meth?
Since I've smoked meth? Never.
I asked you first. Why did you think you needed to repeat the question?
Yeah, I don't believe that. You've never smoked meth?
I've never smoked. It's the only substance I haven't done.
Come on, man. Everyone and their mom has done meth.
It's so great that you don't want to do it. How about that?
That's me. I'm Zachary's mother. I've done meth. Zach Mikleshevsky, the pisser of it is that I don't have – I don't think I have your bumper – downloaded for us to play, but I'm gonna keep trying to work on that because I did it absolutely brilliantly. It's totally professional. But would you tell us about the traffic reports that you're going to be doing during the show, and then would you promo the show that you're going to be doing right after this show?
Okay. As far as traffic right now, there's about 3 cars on the road from what I can see. There's people running red lights, which I don't believe you're supposed to do. That's about it right now.
All right, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much. What about
terrible.
The show that you're going to be doing?
What's it called again? The Midnight Love Hour?
Dude, it's your show.
My man's running a show. And he doesn't even know what it's called.
After Midnight with Zachary Mikleshevsky.
I think it's called Love After Midnight, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it sounds better. It sounds better when someone else introduces it.
It follows Midnight Missionaries, right?
Oh yeah, it's all about.
Wait a second. Corey Mendelbaum is horning in on Zach Mikleshevsky's time with the sponsors again. Corey, why don't you tell us about a little bit about yourself and about the sponsors, please?
Well, My name is Corey, and as contrary to popular belief, I am not psychic nor am.
Let's see how long it takes him to realize that I just muted him.
Wow. Well, if he's not psychic,
hear you.
If he's not psychic, I want my money back.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to do that from time to time for longer periods of time, so that when we listen to our own shows, our own show after the fact, then you'll hear that you actually were muted for 0.25 seconds.
Well, I mean, I can still hear you talking, so that kind of defeats some sort of purpose.
It doesn't defeat the purpose as far as I'm concerned, because there might actually be people listening. Speaking of people listening, if there are anybody out there listening, if there is anybody out there listening, I wish I could speak English.
If there be anybody out there.
Guest call-in number is 773-897-6483. And I'm going to tell you right now, Chris, Air, and Britt, if you're listening right now and you don't call in, I'm probably going to call your cell phone. So just be prepared for that.
Who are our sponsors,
Corey Mendelbaum?
All right. Well, our sponsors, we are sponsored by Higher Power Power Bars, which is the only way to get your body in sync with your spirituality. Along with Solution Sandals. Walk with us. There may be other sponsors. Those are the only few that I can think about right now. And the other ones that are paying us money, spiritual dollars, of course, spiritual currency. That's all we operate on.
We accept. We don't operate on any other system.
Did you do Midnight Missionaries?
Yeah, Midnight Missionaries is on right before midnight, or Love After Midnight, with Zachary Mikleshevsky.
Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikleshevsky.
Right after that show? Right before that show? Okay.
Yeah, it's right before that. What show was that?
I hold on a second. Let me see.
Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikleshevsky.
Yeah, it's right after that show. Great show, great lineup. I cannot wait. Midnight Missionaries. They see you when you're sleeping. It's great. And they pray for you when you're awake, and they're knocking on doors in the middle of the night. It's great. Great work that they're doing for the people. And
I can't help it, though. When you say that, they see you when you're sleeping. Like, I hear Santa Claus in my mind.
No, that's what it started
they
off of.
They see
that's
you when you're sleeping. Are you implying that missionaries worship something akin to Santa Claus?
Well, they're midnight missionaries.
Oh.
They're not your regular, everyday, like, run-of-the-mill missionaries. They're burning candles at both ends missionaries.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Good question. I almost thought that was you for a sec.
I think I've got, like, a little bit of a Peter Griffin thing going on sometimes, right?
It's just the angry white guy yell.
Yeah, I hear you there.
Visually? Visually.
I don't know what happened to visually there. Zach, what are you going to be talking about on your program?
I'm going to be talking about everything. I'm going to be talking
So you're going to be talking about how much you love the Baltimore Ravens, or what are you going to be?
No, I'm going to be talking about how much I love sick girls and what they can do for you.
Sick girls, okay. And tell me again, what's the name of the program?
Called Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikleshevsky.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikleshevsky.
It's a great, it's a very romantic name, Zachary Mikleshevsky. I mean, who wouldn't go for a guy like Zachary Mikleshevsky? What is it that you look for in a sick girl?
Low self-esteem, daddy issues.
Daddy issues. Oh, my God. Oh, my soul.
And less than 30 days sober.
What?
Wow.
So
I like it.
Like,
some
I mean,
call it
how do you?
I call it gusto.
How do you determine if she's got a daddy issue? You just walk up to her and ask her,
"Who is your daddy, and what does he do?"
Something like that, or I mean, how does it? How exactly does it work? I'm at this point, I'm just doing the stupid soundbite just to annoy Corey Mendelbaum.
Something along those lines, and then when she immediately burst into tears, I know that's the one for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad. Do you play that little
trumpet
in thing?
Like a jousting tournament? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. First he goes looking for the girl. That's a lousy sound effect. That doesn't even sound like
a stupid submarine. That's a
submarine.
I thought it was wind, like he was stalking them in the dead of night.
With the Midnight Missionaries, of course.
Yeah, with Midnight Missionaries. Oh, just, you know, trying to spread the word, burning candles at both ends.
We are, now, for those of you who are not completely insane, aren't, you know, on the verge of a complete collapse, and therefore a likely guest and, frankly, mate for Zach Mikhlishevsky on his show, we're looking for recovery babes, you know, that will help us with this show, that can call in on a regular basis and make a contribution to the show. And frankly, it's just my desperate plea for attention from women. So, I mean, I'm just being upfront and honest about that. Terrence, what are we looking for in a recovery babe?
Oh, man. Honestly,
lots of drama.
Yeah, a lot of drama. I'm aiming for, like, on a scale of red to blue, aiming for, like, a really, like, red...
Dark burgundy.
I want to feel like I'm back in high school. You know what I mean? I want to feel like I'm gonna take you out on a date, and when I get to school and or wherever it is that I'm going, everybody instantly knows about it without me saying a word.
Really?
Yeah, I want to feel like
that
sounds
like
a metaphor for the G spot.
Before you pick her up and you ask her if she's hungry, and she thinks you're going to take her out, so you say, all right, go eat first.
That's pretty freaking brutal. Pick you up. We don't have
to. You definitely do not have to live like that anymore.
Who says have to?
I mean,
I want to.
I was about to say, if you want to, that's perfectly okay. It's all right. We're sick people. You know what I mean? I don't shy away from being sick.
This is what Terrence wants to feel like. That whole high school thing.
Yeah,
he really wants to go back to Madonna.
No, I don't want to go back
school,
to Madonna.
Like a virgin.
Sounded like something off Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Why do you have Madonna music?
I don't. It was YouTube has it. YouTube has quite a bit of music stored digitally.
Interesting.
Gotta love America.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm downloading more music as we are. Same thing I was doing last time.
Wow.
This show is a really good time for me to download music.
I can understand that. Terrence, when you brought up Red to Blue, I mean, what is the significance of red? You know what? I should really go to Corey Mendelbaum on this, shouldn't I?
Hey,
Terrence, how would you depends on what kind of car.
You got me fucking talking in vowels over here, this fucking guy. He asked me to do something, and he says, no, you know what? You're not good enough. And this fucking guy. You motherfucker.
How does that make you feel, Terrence?
It makes you want to make a lot of phonetical sounds with my mouth.
Phonetical? I see. Well, that is fascinating. Can you get back to the show now and tell us how red and blue and orange came up in the car?
Well, I mean, I don't know what this not red or not blue color that you are talking about.
Sounds like a bunch of
yellow. Have you ever seen any other colors?
I am aware that there are only two colors. There's red and there's blue. And if it's not red, it's blue. It's just that simple. You know what I'm saying? You pull up to a stoplight and it's red or it's blue. It's not anything else.
Red, blue, and blue. And it's like the American flag. It's red, blue, and blue.
Fucking America.
spray into the red, blue, and blue. Or whatever you do to the flags. I don't know. I'm not a big flag guy, even though Flag Day is one of my favorite holidays.
Hey, oh.
So you're not a follower of Dr. Sheldon Cooper's fun with flags?
Well, what I like to do on Flag Day is I like to go out in traffic and just wave cars down with flags. And it's just what Flag Day is all about. It's just waving stuff down.
Are you just mentioning traffic? So I'll ask Zach what's going on out on the roads.
That's a good question, Zachary. Traffic?
Well, actually, I'm sitting in the backyard right now, so couldn't really tell.
So how many cars are in the garage?
It's a little dark out, so I can't really tell you that either.
On a scale of blue to red, red being, you know, obvious, how bad would you say traffic was the last time you saw it?
It was blue.
The traffic was blue. Okay, that's great. That is
any
just
ants in the backyard.
Bunch of blue lights. One too many red ones.
I forgot to mention, I went down to Elkers Grove today, Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Elkers Grove is a great venue for get-togethers, weddings, concerts, whatever it is. What's been going on all day long is Rooster Palooza. Mark Sutherland produces this show every year, and proceeds benefit a nonprofit this year. And for several years, it's been local Feed the Vets. And C.J. Hoffman and Kelly do a great job with helping veterans in this area to make sure that they never miss a meal, that they've got a place to sleep. Anytime there's a veteran who's in need, they can contact local Feed the Vets. And Rooster Palooza is benefiting them with an all-day concert tonight. It's absolutely outrageous. In about somewhere between 15 and 45 minutes, Strutter, a fantastic Kiss tribute band, is going to be taking the stage down there. And that's just incredible. If you've got time, you can keep listening to us as you drive down to Elkers Grove in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania for Rooster Palooza. And frankly, you can just tell them that whatever my name is sent you down there. So there you go. That'll take care of everything. What is my name?
Holy plugs, Batman. But if we're talking about what we were doing earlier today, after you dropped me off from leaving the G-spot early, I went to Walmart with my friend Steven, and I thought of a situation that I kind of want to play out in the future. If I ever find a girl stupid enough or willing enough to follow me into a store, I want to either surprise her with this.
All
right, good. Either surprise her with this and go to the counter. And, like, I'm going to get her to go there first, and she's going to be buying whatever the hell she's going to buy. I'm going to run up, like, near out of breath, and I just want to stare at the person and be like, I need the cheapest condoms you have, like, right now. And that's just a scenario I thought of playing out today.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
The kind of thing that could be featured on Zach's show.
Love After Midnight with Zachary.
Zach, do you have any guests lined up for your show tonight?
Corey, and then you could be like, oh, $1.99 for a 10-pack? Never mind, that's too much. I'll just roll it.
Yeah, that's way too much. I was looking for more like a quarter. Do you have, like, how much does a paper bag cost?
Whoa. That would be rough. A paper bag,
there will be, yeah.
Dude?
I'll use a paper bag.
You got a thing about, it's not that you hate women, but there is an odd way that you want to interact with them, isn't it?
It's just called, some people call it affection, I call it aggression, some people people will call it what they will, but you know, when I do it, it's love.
It's love, right?
I'm going to need you to take a drug test, sir.
I just will piss straight
love after midnight with Zachary Mikulaszewski.
Test positive for love.
You can tune in right after midnight, missionaries.
We determined that if I don't think we said this on the trial run on Thursday, but we determined that if Corey Mendelbaum ever opened up a strip club, it would be goth girls who with slumped shoulders plodded out onto the stage and then just flopped down in front of the patrons and just went, ugh. Now, Corey,
so
would, in a situation like that, with your formula for love, would you, I mean, is that the kind of thing that would get you to put a girl, put a dollar in a girl's G-string, or what?
It would get me to just insert quarters into all sorts of slots. And I'm talking about gambling, of course.
Gambling, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, women make me gamble. It's a trigger. Same with, like, chairs make me drink. I used to drink in chairs. Every time I sit down, it's just, I just reminisce.
As long as she has black hair and extremely pale skin.
If she has extremely pale skin, like, I'm talking, like, dead pale, I'm down. like gaunt in the face and just no hope in her eyes. That's my kind of girl I'm looking for.
It's a little hard for me to believe that there's not a plethora of people calling into this show because I'm sure we have at least three or four listeners at this point. So I'm just going to run this by one more time that the guest call-in number is 773-897-6483. If you call in, it will show up on the online studio. I'll click on it. You'll be on the air. You'll be instantly famous. And then, obviously you will have reduced the listeners by one. So instead of three or four listeners, there'll be two or three listeners. But those two or three people are going to be delighted that you're talking to, frankly, radio rock stars here on Spiritual Satire Radio.
Either that, or they're going to be upset that they didn't call in first. And if you like upsetting other people, then come on, jump on the chance. Nothing helps a bad mood like spreading it around.
you're like the pig pen on peanut with the like. He didn't have a dark cloud though, did he? You're like somebody like that has just this cloud over. What's going on, man?
This is how I am.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I shouldn't ask questions.
Well, you've never been in our room before, Zach.
That's a true statement.
Mick Leshevsky. Yeah, Mick Leshevsky, he's on one side of the room. His side of the room is like just sex dolls all over the place.
Real
condoms. Like, he has trophies of all his sexual conquests. And, like, he's got, like a largemouth bass. And
who doesn't have a largemouth bass? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and on my side of the room, no light touches it. Like, it's desolate. Like, the amount of shown, like, just body parts that I... Yeah, it's a good time. Our room, it's eccentric, and it's different.
It really is. You can turn the light on, and there's just, like, a shadow still in his corner.
Yeah.
Terrence?
Oh. Hey.
Have you been in their room?
What's up? Have I been in the room across from mine?
No, he's afraid to.
I don't think
I honestly, I must say that I am. I have seen some very unspiritual things every time I've gone into that room.
There's too much going on in that room.
Unspeakable things that I don't really want to bring up on a talk show. But
really?
Let's just say that it involves a strap-on and...
Wait a second. Didn't you just say you don't want to bring these things up on a talk show? And now you're,
that's the irony. That's the irony of it. I'm going to bring it up even though I do not want to. It involves a strap-on, a dick ring vibrator, or whatever that is. But the G-Spot actually sells them, believe it or not. Along with a whole bunch of condoms that I found out were stolen.
I beat China all the time. I beat China all the time.
You know, if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
I just wanted to make sure we heard from the candidate. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Well, I was going to say, like,
No, please going? Go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to speak on what Terrence is speaking on with sex toys and all that such. Ladies, it's really unfair out there for guys nowadays with the rising sex industry. And I don't know if it's rising anymore so much as it is plateauing at this point on, like, a peak because everyone's just all about it. But it's really, you gotta feel for the guys out there, because I for one know it has been a struggle. Like when I was 14 years old, I had to teach my dick to vibrate to just compete with these ridiculous vibrators out there. So you know, just
this is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stop whining.
It's just a very it's a harsh world out there, and nobody likes to be laughed at during sex, especially men. And I know, because I've laughed at plenty.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
You're the only one who can play sound bites. Otherwise, I would have played it during your plug.
No, I'm not. I'm sure you're capable of playing sound bites. You have an iPod, don't you?
I have two iPods. What do you think this is?
What do you think this is? I'm a professional, man.
I got one iPod for the Blues and one iPod for the Reds.
Zach, Corey asserts that you have all sorts of paraphernalia in your room. What's the truth? What's really going on over there?
I plead the Fifth.
Dude, do you even know what the Fifth Amendment is?
Nope.
Are you still in the backyard? Is there anybody there that can help us out and explain it?
No, hold on. I'll look it up on my other phone.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put the whole show on hold right now, and we're going to wait, and you're going to take care of that.
No, you don't have to put it on hold.
Well, I mean, we've got to wait until you come up with this, don't we?
That we could, like, just buy between us, me and touch my penis.
The Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution is part of the Bill of Rights and protects a person from being compelled to be a witness against himself in a criminal case.
What does that mean?
Yes. So that means I plead the Fifth to your question.
No, what is,
I plead the Fifth?
What is compelled to testify against yourself? What does that mean?
That means I will not incriminate myself by answering your question.
Well, what does incriminate mean?
I may possibly answer that question later on tonight on Love After Midnight.
Wait, what are you going to answer it on?
On Love After Midnight.
I'm sorry.
Love After Midnight with Zachary Mikhlyshevsky.
That's what it is. Sorry, I can't understand it when it's not in a, like, soothing voice song.
So we had a disagreement, and I'm just gonna bring up the topic. I'm not gonna actually bring up all of the stuff that we talk about, but we're in a dilemma. So if our four fans that are listening in, and maybe that's a stretch, could help us out on this, the idea for this show came from when we're driving into work in the morning, more than the afternoon, right? Guys, I mean, it's definitely more in the morning. The afternoon's funny, but it's not nearly as bad.
When we're driving into the G-spot.
Yeah, driving into the G-spot. And what happens is, people are tired. It's crazy, things are going on. We're not all clear. We haven't stopped at Rutter's yet for food. I shouldn't even mention Rutter's until they're paying us, right?
Yeah, should that be the rim job?
That's disgusting. You're turning the whole show blue now. That's
excuse
disgusting.
Excuse you. There are trucks and cars there, and you, sir, have a dirty mind. I was talking about getting your rims replaced.
No, you never, ever talk about anything legit, so it wasn't a stretch for me to realize that was absolutely disgusting. So here's the conversation. It was we were joking about how ridiculous our conversations are in the car, and that we should do a show where we're just the four of us are interacting, and we're doing all the same stupid stuff that we're talking about in the morning. And we decided to do this show on Saturday nights, hoping that our friends would tune in, hoping that our friends would call in to 773-897-6483 and converse with us and add to the show.
Hoping we
but
would
also
make friends.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously. I told you. My hope is between the callers calling in and the fabulous recovery babes is that somehow I can manipulate women into giving me some sort of attention, even if it has to be in a public forum like this. But then I talked about why don't we just record ourselves in the morning on the drive-in when all that stupid stuff is happening and upload those as episodes every day on this channel, then have a live broadcast on Saturday night. Now, it's not like a big deal. It's not right, wrong. I mean, there are opposing views here. And, Corey, you said you weren't absolutely certain if you – oh, you know what? This just hit me. You're not absolutely certain if you want every part of your personal life exposed to the entire interwebs, and yet you told us – all the stuff that Zachary has on the other side of the room as if it's somehow bad.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that is what I'm alleging.
Yeah.
There's
inklings all over the place.
Yeah, I also gave up what I have in my room on my side, so. And I don't think Zach's shy about his sexual conquests either. If anything, I'm, like, promoting his show.
After midnight.
Yeah, that's
Zachary Nicholas. Yeah, absolutely. Terrence, what are your thoughts on broadcasting what I was going to call morning drive time?
I think it's fucking red. I think it should be all lights ahead. I think it should be fucking red all around, and I think it's a great way to stay in shape.
You and I talked. A great way to stay in shape. You and I talked earlier. If there's a morning when one of us, you know, has got some stuff going on, because we are in recovery. I mean, life does happen, and there are times when we have serious discussions. We're not always just kidding around. But if there's a morning like that, and somebody just like vetoes it, like that's not a negative thing. It's just, hey, you know what? Not today. We turn the recorder off. We don't upload an episode that day.
Right, and you know, if I feel like killing somebody, that option is always on the table. But
so we're never making we're never making a video at lunch then.
Who would you want to kill at lunch?
Who would I want to kill?
After midnight with Zachary Mikhlyshevsky.
Who would I want to kill?
I asked you first.
Huh. You're funny. You are very funny. You're a funny guy. You know, do I amuse you? Is that what it is?
Plead the fifth, hey.
Yeah. No, there's definitely some gentlemen of
ethnicity.
Yeah, that's a political correct term without offending anybody, because you know I don't live like that anymore. Who I don't particularly take a liking to.
Let me talk to your mother.
I mean, it's not about their ethnicity or nothing. I don't mean nothing by it. I'm just saying, you know, they look at me
funny.
Stop
whining.
You know, and I don't. Hey, oh fucking guy.
Get to the point.
You're talking vowels over here, you fucking guy. But, no, yeah, I want to bash their heads in. You know,
oh
I want to run
God,
them over.
Who
with...
the hell cares?
Hey, oh, you fucking asked me, you fucking guy. I can't fucking believe this. What kind of a ship are you running over here?
I'm not running this ship. You guys are in control. I'm actually going to take a break. I got a pizza coming in. So I'm going to have a couple of slices and a Dr. Pepper or, you know, the Walmart version thereof. And you guys just take over. If anybody calls in, let me know. Shoot me a text or something, and I'll click on it, come back up, and I'll to the studio. I'll click on it, and we'll let them talk for a little while.
I bet it's Little Caesars, you sacrilegious bastard.
Well, why is that sacrilegious? What's wrong with a nice, cheap pizza?
Little Caesars makes good pizza.
Since when does Little Caesars deliver?
It's got cheese, it's got bread, it's got sauce. What are you trying to prove?
I would not expect
you to understand what Brooklyn's pizza is like. I really don't expect you to understand, but it's disrespectful.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Hey,
all right, I'm okay with being disrespectful.
Zach, you know what? Okay, look, I'm getting text messages from people that are listening to this show, okay? And they refuse to call in. I promise that, KH, I will not reveal your full real name. Just call in. Let's have a little fun. We're coming up over the halfway point. You know that you're extraordinarily sarcastic. You know you'd be a great contribution. All you got to do is dial in 773-976-483. The guys want to meet you. I want to talk to you. It's going to be funny. All right? She's upset because I'm talking about food, and it's 10 o'clock, and she didn't think about having Little Caesars deliver. Now, Zach, here's the thing. Until Chris calls in.
I'm throwing up over here.
That's fine. You can throw up all you want. I don't give a shit. You know what? You're throwing up? You're throwing up?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Hey, who died and made you Little Caesars? I don't understand
it. Zach Mikulczewski, if you don't understand how to get Little Caesars to deliver, then I'm not sure that you should be the host.
Love.
I'm not the host. I'm the co-host.
Zachary Mikulczewski.
All right. You know what? I'm making a phone call right now. Enough of this. Hold on just a second.
Oh, we didn't finish the previous conversation, so we'll save that for a later date.
No. We can. I mean, while it's
we can keep going, but it seems like we were changing topics.
Let's see what happens here. Let's see if the phone gets picked up. All right. When the show's on, you don't hear the dialing sound like when I'm calling you guys beforehand, and we can hear. I like the dialing. That's another soundbite. I guess I'm going to have to upload.
Wow. You got any Jeopardy sounds over there?
I know she's not going to answer. She's looking at her phone right now, and she's going, "I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to be on that show." Oh, wait a second. What's
hey,
that?
Oh.
As soon as she gets on the call, you know.
Hello, cutie
pie. Hi, this is Chris. I can't take your call right now, so please leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Should we broadcast her voicemail?
Absolutely, we should, even without her permission. I can't wait to see the text message that comes in now.
That's awful.
So I don't know why she won't call us up. That's disappointing. But I am glad that she's listening. So that's one. That's one confirmed listener. Someone else said thank you for sending the link. Other people have committed to listen. One person texted, "Okay, I'm on it." Now that sounds pretty lame to me. Do we believe that person is listening?
Doubtful.
Well, are we going to insult them if they are? I mean, probably.
I don't know. I'm getting ready to dial the phone again and start checking on people because that's what we do. All right, so let's finish the conversation. What else? What do you think about the idea, Corey Mendelbaum, of if somebody doesn't want to record that day, that they can say, hey, you know what, I'm not in the mood?
I mean, I don't know. I just don't really like the idea. I don't like want my life to be recorded. Like I like the show, but I don't always want to feel like I'm on the setting of performing for other people. Like the show,
okay,
it's a very obvious setting. Like we're doing this for ourselves as well as for other people, but it's a show. And I don't want our morning interactions, which are very natural and fun, to be turned into a show. Like I was kind of with it before, but I don't know. After this morning, I just kind of got that feel that I didn't want to. I didn't want it to be an everyday thing.
That, by the way, I did not upload that. Just so that you know.
Yeah, it's not a problem with like the uploading. It's just that it doesn't feel as comfortable as like just our regular morning talk.
Okay.
So, like,
that's cool.
Sort of, like there was a pressure on it, and I don't know. I like the more natural flow.
The four
like,
of us are friends. We spend time every day, you know, driving to the G-spot, and it is fun. And there are times when we talk about serious stuff. You are my friend, and if you're saying you don't want to do it, I'm going to respect that.
Stop whining. Stop whining.
Stop whining.
Come on.
Thank you. And like I said, I mean,
stop whining.
If you guys want to do it, I can just
stop
put
whining.
Headphones in on the way there.
Who is your daddy, and what does it do?
Not participate on the days that you guys really want to do. We're not against that.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Wow. I hope we get. I hope you get sued for using those sound bites.
That's nice. That's nice.
You started it.
You started it. I think that's fun. I like the sound bites.
No, I don't mind the sound bites.
You
I
were
said
the
I minded
one.
The sound bites.
Pardon me?
JoinArnold.com.
What was that?
JoinArnold.com. Oh, man. Zach, what's the traffic like?
I still can't see.
Dude, fucking get in a copter or something.
There's
people need to know.
There's a trail of ants walking around back here.
There's a trail of ants?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
well, they aren't paying any rent, so get them the fuck out.
Oh,
are they at
way,
least trailing
oh.
responsibly?
I mean, we're all adults here, you know what I'm saying? I just think that, you know, if insects are going to live in and around our residence, then they should just pay rent. You know, I don't understand. $165 a week is fairly reasonable for the U.S. of A.
And an extra
you don't have any logical problems with the ideas of ants not actually having currency or anything? I mean, you're okay with that? And
if I'm able to do it, then they're able to do it. If I have to work at the G-spot 10 hours a day, I don't understand why they can't do it.
Well, all I got to say about that is that if you don't want to pay $165 a month for rent, don't shoot dope, cuz.
I'm pretty sure these ants are doing dope. They live in a recovery house.
They gotta pay an extra $5 a week if they leave the air conditioning on.
I knew it was coming.
My goddamn air conditioner.
Oh, man, I love it. I knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah, of course it's coming. Fucking
$5 a week.
Even though we
$5
out
of the $85
that
we made last
week. Even
though
we pay $10 a week to have air conditioning. But God forbid we leave it on during the day, and that's kind of the point of paying for air
conditioning. Or our roommate who's usually home. You know what? I say we make Aaron pay it.
I'm sure
he's got commissary.
You got a little feeling about this, Zach?
Huh?
Do you have
what?
The feels?
See, that's the thing I love about you. You totally knew what I said, and you still went, huh?
I didn't know what you said. That's why I said, huh?
But then you said a little feeling.
Yeah,
don't be
but about what?
Do you have a little feeling about paying extra for the air conditioner?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm resentful about that.
Okay.
Now, you know what I think?
What are you
going to
do about it?
Nothing. Nothing I can do.
You can call your sponsor.
I haven't talked to him in like a week.
Really?
Really.
I think I'm a little shocked.
No, I texted him last night.
Oh, well, that's okay then. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
I think you're doing great. There's, you know, you don't need a sponsor. Let me just make some enemies right now.
Wow, I just caught a resentment.
Yeah,
why?
I mean,
he's very subtle when he does stuff like that because we don't need sponsors.
We don't. You can just be a refugee and you don't need one.
A refugee?
You could be a refugee, absolutely. But, no, I agree. There's no need. That came out of that era, the language that Tori Mendelbaum loves so much. the idea of private clubs and how there would be rules, and in order to join, you couldn't just walk in and say, hey, I'd like to pay $5 and join your club. You had to know somebody who was willing to go over the rules and vouch for your reputation, and they would sponsor you for membership. And the idea kind of loosely was that somebody would go through the steps with you and then sponsor you into the fellowship. You'd start attending meetings once you'd gone through the work. It's not necessary. There's nothing in the AA text that talks about, like, I don't want to say the traditions. That's a different issue. But it doesn't say that we have to do certain things in order to, like, there's a format for working this. There's a lot of musts and shoulds in the first 164 pages that we do have to do. But if anybody thinks that they're going to, bust on AA saying we don't have to have a sponsor, like, we don't need a sponsor, you know, I would
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Go ahead, Corey.
Well, I didn't do that.
No, I know you didn't do that. It's just go ahead and, you know, tell me about not needing a sponsor. I'm willing to have a legitimate conversation and throw in a completely useless soundbite every once in a while.
Wasn't that you? Yeah, I'm about to say, I didn't fucking do that.
I like how you play it to yourself when you're talking.
Anybody hear somebody yell a minute ago?
Yep.
Like in your area?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Wonder who he was yelling at. Probably someone who got in the shower.
Was it my bro Mikey Sales?
No, he's gone
nope.
For the weekend.
Oh, yeah? Where's he going?
Do you really call him that because he had a sailboat T-shirt on?
One shirt, one day, and I said something like, nice shirt, and he goes, hey, you know, they Mikey Sales, they call me. So, bam, we was off to the races. I lost my Donald Trump soundboard. I'm very upset about it. I'm sure Corey Mendelbaum is thrilled.
I'm a huge supporter of Eric. I'm about to eat a Hot Pocket real quick.
A Hot Pocket?
Yeah, Hot Pocket.
You know, we
really?
Love Hot Pockets in this house.
You're going to choose to have one of those things?
Yeah, it's actually a lean.
You could be a real man and have a slim pocket.
It's actually a lean pocket.
Yeah,
a lean pocket?
Sorry.
Get ready.
Yeah. A lean with it, rock with it pocket?
Lean with it, rock with it.
Fart noises, really?
Oh, so bad I had a short with it.
I think my nose is about to die.
Jesus. Am I, you done yet?
Pretty much. Wait, what's that, Corey? What's that, Corey Mendelbaum? I don't know what that sound was supposed to be. Sorry.
Yeah, what's his? I don't know what.
Is he in the kitchen right now, like putting a Hot Pocket in the microwave?
Yep.
All right. Chris, whose name I'm not supposed to mention, has not texted me since I attempted to call her phone and said her name on the air and played her voicemail. She's probably really mad.
Well, don't worry. Nobody's watching this.
Well, it would be kind of tough.
Even if we get to 1,000 viewers,
listening,
whatever. I'm going to keep saying that. Nobody's listening to this.
Viewers listening?
Yes. Listen as a viewer?
Wow, that's an annoying sound.
Yeah, that was, what is that, Sesame Street?
It said question, but, you know. That's what my reaction is.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so we went through the list of stuff that we wanted to talk about. We were hoping somebody would call in. None of the Fabulous Recovery Babes. We don't have any auditions set up for Fabulous Recovery Babes. We have we're for now, we're not going to do the morning drive time. We're going to continue to do Saturday night, 9:30 to 10:30. And obviously, we're going to have to work on content to fill up an hour's worth of time because this show is really dead at this point.
Hey.
Hey, ho. I knew Terrence was going to wake up.
What are you implying over there? You think I'm asleep,
Terrence,
or something?
Are you in your room? Is Josh with you?
Josh is not with me.
Where is Josh?
I don't know. Probably with a hooah that I bought him last night.
Nice. He was
Josh,
an integral part of the warm-up show. How come he didn't want to get involved tonight?
I don't think he is aware that I am in my room.
Oh, so he could be watching the telly?
Yeah, I think he's watching the
I saw him downstairs earlier.
All right. Zach, is the Hot Pocket ready yet?
No, I'm just eating some Bugles. I'm going to save that for tomorrow.
Did you start heating it up and save for tomorrow?
Your options, I mean, in terms of I really want something good to eat, your options were a Hot Pocket or Bugles, and you went for, no, I'm going to save the Hot Pocket for Sunday dinner.
Yeah, of course.
All right. What's the traffic like? Can you see out your window?
No, I'm still sitting out back eating Bugles.
Weren't you up? What do you mean still sitting out back? Weren't you up in your room?
No.
Are you using nicotine?
Huh?
Zachary Mikleshevsky, did you go outside to smoke?
I count that as a relapse.
That's a relapse.
I can hear cars outside.
Your response to "Are you smoking?" is "I can hear cars outside." That made perfect sense to me, buddy. Are you Are you gathering information for the next traffic report?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? If you can hear the cars outside, what are they doing?
Driving.
Good. Nice report once again. That was absolutely fantastic.
It was, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? Terrence, what's going on? You keep going quiet. Is it because I keep offending you?
Not at all. I just, you guys are talking and I'm listening. Do you want me to talk? Because I don't know.
Yes, I want you to talk.
About?
Can we vote on whether or not Terrence should be allowed to talk?
Stop whining.
Terrence may or may not.
Trying to play the devil's advocate.
Sorry.
Terrence, what's on your mind? Tell me something good.
Something good. I can tell you a lot of things bad.
Stop whining.
Good.
Stop whining.
Wow.
What's going on? Anything you want to talk about at all?
Not really, man. I have definitely not been in a spiritual place today.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
We got, like, 7 minutes left.
What the? Is this something you want to talk about? I got 5% battery. Oh, you've been thinking about the chosen one? Is that what's been going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, is that your safe word for stop talking about it?
I want my lawyer.
Nice. Zachary Mikleshevsky, are you willing to represent Terrence since you now have full knowledge of the Fifth Amendment?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Corey.
Save the last seven minutes
of the show, Corey.
Save it? All right.
Save it. Save it. Somehow rescue us.
Let's talk about something that we all need to talk about, whales.
Okay.
All right, the country is falling apart, and supposedly Japan is murdering tons of whales and dolphins as well from the family of Dolph Lundgren. It's really just sad that the world has come to this, that we are dividing each other by Lundgrens and whales and blubber, and we really need the world to come together and donate to the Corey Need Shit Foundation. It's really been an open been an open foundation since 2011, and accepting donations of any kind, even sperm donations. I mean, a donation is a donation. I can trade that shit on the black market for, like, at least more sperm.
Nope.
And it really
just,
it's all about just cornering the market and saving the whales who live in Wales. And if there's anything else that we need to do,
dream
that we need to know
is dead.
Is that, yeah, is that all ice comes from Iceland, and
you know,
all broccoli
really
comes from Greenland.
All blue comes from Greenland.
When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo?
I've never been to Tokyo. That's another thing. Somebody take
Japan.
Me to Tokyo.
Speaking of
and
Japan,
some, I assume, are good
you mentioned. You mentioned Japanese
Mexican
killing dolphins.
We can't save the show if it's nothing but sound bites.
What?
So we can't save the show if it's nothing but sound bites.
Corey,
I
you
stopped
mentioned,
listening to Five Shades of Whale Blue ago.
Well, that's because sound bites.
Because sound bites? That's why I stopped listening?
Sound chew. All right, you gotta chew. Can't
now you're finished. Now you're finished.
I do have a fetish.
No, you're finished. Wait, where did Zach go?
I'm here.
Where did Terrence go then?
Oh, thank God.
Why is Terrence
Maybe
no longer
he
here? He's gonna miss the end of the show. Do you think he's hurt?
Well, my professional opinion. I'm not saying I'm a doctor, but I do, in my spare time, bum rush surgery rooms and try to get work done. Have I lost 60 patients? Yeah. But I would say that he might be clinically upset.
Really?
I don't know.
Like, seriously, is he upset?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Wow, now he's not answering his phone. Do you think he got a serious
busy,
phone
like,
call?
I don't know. I thought he may have gone to the bathroom.
Hi, this is Terrence. Leave a message and I'll get back to you. Bye.
Okay, you have a call from the chosen one.
Wow. I wonder what happened there.
You have
maybe,
a call from the chosen one.
The chosen one.
That's,
chosen, called
that's crazy. You think he... Like, he couldn't hold it like 3 more minutes until the show was over?
Could you, for the chosen one? Come on. She's chosen.
I'm not sure what
She's
I would
chosen.
Do in that situation. I mean, there are certainly situations in which I've been confronted with a similar dilemma, and I've been like, nah, I'm going to keep having fun, and I'll call whoever is back.
Well, I've gotten a few texts since we started this, and I'm pretty sure it's this girl that I went to a certain place with a while back, a few months back. And,
wink, wink,
nudge, nudge. Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, rehab. she texted me a few times. I texted her back like 2 hours later, like a gentleman. And then she texted me back, and I texted her back another like 2 hours later, like a true gentleman, because I was at Walmart, like a gentleman. And then she's probably waiting for another text back in about another 2 hours. Because I'm always on that timeline, you know? It's really about keeping consistent with
this
really
does she have pale skin and a jaunt face too?
Dude, it's gaunt, she's like busting out in leprosy and oh god. My favorite kind of body parts are the kinds that fall off. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, you bunch of morons. We have less than a minute left. Zachary, last thought.
Yes,
go.
Last thought.
All right, that was a good thought.
Corey Mendelbaum, last thought. Go.
My last thought is that I'm on Reddit right now, and don't go see the Blair Witch because it was a project, and they finished it apparently. And now, I don't know, the project, it got
That was such a good spoof, though. Hey, I don't know what happened to Terrence. So I can't ask Terrence for the last thoughts, but this
say,
is
like,
pretty
that's
much
why
it.
Blair Witch was popular, because it was a spoof. This one, no.
We're going to keep working on better notes to keep the show going better. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a good night.
Don't forget Midnight Missionaries.